There now follows a Government Information Service announcement from the Department of Finance.
Good evening. The government has done its level best in very difficult circumstances to formulate a fair, even, and effective budget. Myself and my colleague Minister Howland have already outlined the broad range of measures. For a more detailed breakdown of Budget 2014, you can log on to our website www.departmentoffinance.ie/budget/services/pensioners/young people/future/maternity leave/phones/and-barn-baby-barn. Hiya!
Deputy, would you sit down?
Order!
Minister, you're an embarrassment on the television. Now you're shouting at each other as well. Put that gun down, Deputy O.D. Allow the Taoiseach. Shut up! Allow the Taoiseach.
Sean Cola, this is no Mickey Mouse operation. I am ready and willing to debate the final points of this budget. But only with the under fives.
Don't be such an idiot, Taoiseach.
You take that back, Deputy.
You make your point, Deputy McDonald.
Yes. Sean Corley, this budget will hit Sinn Féin voters the hardest. Mainly the dead ones who consistently vote for Sinn Féin.
Sit down, Minnie Mouse.
How dare you?
On a point of order, Sean Corley.
Deputy Adams.
I would just like to say that down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet.
Oh, did she have head lice, Jerry? Did she?
Excuse me. I'm quoting Yeats here, okay?
This is ridiculous. I'm not staying here. I will arise and go now. And go to Innisfree.
All right, stay where you are, Minister.
But free, free.
Stop picking your nose, Minister. Allow me, Hon McGrath.
There's nothing free about this budget, Minister Burton. And the truth hurts, as the Tesco ad says. Or to put it another way, better value beats them all.
No. Oh, very good, little Mickey. Is that Yeats as well, or is it Heaney?
On behalf of the technical group,
Deputy Wallace,
I want to know that I shall meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above.
Are you going to be flying Ryanair again, Mick, or something?
I got it off Google.
Of course, Count Corla, flying now costs less because we've abolished the travel tax as one of a raft of measures to protect tourism and my seat.
Super value, shopping as it should be.
That's Austin Clark, I believe, Count Corla.
On a point of order, monumentally.
Allow Deputy Ross.
Thank you.
Count Chatter, you've been warned before. You can't play angry birds in the chamber. Now show some respect for the house.
It's angry bats, in fact.
Put out that cigarette, Deputy McDonald.
That's ridiculous.
Minister Hogan, will you put Minister Howland down, please? Once again, Deputy Ross.
On the issue of the withdrawal of the telephone allowance, yes. Medical cards for the over 70s, yeah. This is no
country for old men, right? Oh.
That is what I was going to say. Yeah. Monumentally wrong.
Resume your seat.
All you need when you need it, under the tree at Spar.
Patrick Kavanagh.
On a point of order, Count Corley, it's time to bring Enda back to the cellar.
No, the handler said I could stay up till 6-1. No.
Nah, mind your step, Taoiseach. We have to go.
I have to put Jerry to bed.
No, Count Corley, this is another attack on the elderly.
I suspend business. Everybody out. No running. You're an embarrassment on the television.
Ah, good morning, Minister Hogan.
Ah, Leo, are you going up?
I certainly hope so, though I'm not sure when the reshuffle is.
I was talking about the lift.
Oh, yes. Heading for the chamber, top floor.
Ah, grand so.
Thanks. Sorry?
Can't imagine anything worse than listen to Baldy and Howling droning on and on all afternoon.
Yeah, totally.
What was that?
Some sort of short circuit.
What?
Looks like we're stuck.
I've just imagined something worse than listening to budget speeches for hours on end.
Yeah. Leo, do you mind if I ask you something?
That wasn't me. I thought it was you.
No, it was me.
Oh.
But I just want to ask, why is it people think you're nice and they think I'm not nice?
I think that's probably because I'm nice and you're not.
Oh. You could be right.
Yeah.
You know,
sorry.
I'd really like it if people didn't give out about me so much.
Well, if you take the big job in Europe, I think you'll be fine.
Oh. Well, do you think they'd like me over there?
Of course they will.
Oh.
Until they get to know you.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Looks like we'll be stuck here for a while, though.
No, I think they'll send you to Brussels really quick.
No, I meant the lift.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can get very, very stuffy after a while. Oh, God. I don't feel so well.
Leo?
The John Murray Show with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Now, my next guest has been one of the most successful criminals in our country and was incredibly well liked by his fellow inmates in Portlaoise Prison. John Gilligan, good morning.
How are you?
Are you still thrilled with your release?
Yeah, Miriam, you know, I'm just delighted.
Well
yeah.
done on being such an amazing hate figure.
What?
And tell me, what's the best thing about being out, John?
Well, it's the mobile phones, Miriam, it has to be.
It must be great that you can use one legally again.
But it's even better I can keep it in my pocket as opposed to having to shove it up
me. There was a rumour going around that you were going to move to Spain now that you're out.
I don't know anyone in Spain. I especially don't know any criminals, you know.
That's really interesting.
Nobody
so can. You plan to stay in Ireland now that you're out?
Well, you know, there's a bit of what you might call unfinished business we have to see to.
That's right. Mm. You're going to murder
a pint. Yeah, I can't wait to murder a pint. Yeah.
That's so interesting. And we saw you had quite the party when you got out on Wednesday.
Oh, I got such a great welcome home. I couldn't believe
it. Your family looks so fabulously chav in the photos, John. Well, genuinely.
No, not the family. The government. Decent VAT rate for eating out. No travel tax. Few incentives for starting up a new business. I couldn't have asked for a better welcome home present, to be honest, you know.
You're a gas man altogether, John. But look, we have to leave it there and you deserve everything that's coming to you.
Thanks, Mary.
Everything.
What?
Now, coming up after the break, PJ Mara. What it's like claiming the pension and child benefit at the same time, and which would he prefer? Under 5's GP care or his telephone allowance back? See you after the break.
The John Murray Show with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
14 seconds to air.
Can someone give me a number for David Davenport's barber? That's astounding perm.
5 seconds.
This is so undignified. You never saw Anne Doyle standing in the street.
And we're on air.
Welcome to 6-1 on Budget Day, where we're going to hear now from the Taoiseach Enda Kenny live here at Government Buildings. I beg your pardon, there's a chain. We were expecting the Taoiseach, but he sent a spokesman out here instead, and a surprising spokesman at that. Noel King, what can you tell us about this budget?
Evening, Brian. A result is a result. We set out to save $2.5 billion, and that's what we did.
But you do not accept the young and the old have been put in a very, very difficult position, Noel.
The old and the young have been in a difficult position umpteen times. There's nothing new about that.
Right.
Give them some credit. You know, they're helping us to get to the result.
Yes.
And I can say I'm very proud of that result.
Okay.
So don't degrade that.
Yep.
They're giving their all.
Yeah.
Well, not their all, but the dough money and the phone allowances and the medical cards in some cases for the umpteen time.
But isn't this a major change from the usual position of not targeting the grey vote, so to speak?
If you'd done your homework, you'd know that we never changed our position. And look, I'm proud to do the job I've done for this country. And this is typical. It's just have a go mentality.
No.
Look, we attacked when we had to, and we saved a lot of money, and we defended stoutly. We didn't increase the income tax. So can we just give credit where credit is due?
And just very quickly, Noel, would you like to be the Taoiseach spokesman on a more permanent basis,
look,
perhaps in the future?
I do whatever job I'm asked to do, and I do it proudly, OK? Can we just leave it at that? I have to go.
Right. Noel King there, standing in for Taoiseach Enda Kenny. Coming up after the break, Johnny Giles outlines his plans for Ireland after we exit the bailout in December.
I'm joined in the studio now by the Minister for Finance, Michael Noonan, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Brendan Howland. Sit up straight, Minister, will you?
Sorry.
We have George on the line from Cork. Your question for the Minister, George.
I'm calling about the 9% for the hospitality sector.
Yes.
Bravo on the Minister for not increasing it to 13.5%.
Yes.
Who does these restaurateurs think they are?
Well,
expecting a tip of more than 9%.
Minister?
Well, it wasn't a tip, it was a VAT rate.
9% is as much as they deserve, and that's all they could bloody well get.
No.
Especially for that knot that's just made my gout go feral when I took the lovely Ingrid out for a nosebag the other night.
Right, that's enough. Let's move on to some tweets. Miriam on Twitter here, who puts her location as ubiquitous, wants to know what the budget means to her. She says she's a husband who's had to emigrate to a foreign country for work.
Belfast.
She has 8 children and no time to read about the budget because she has 2 VIP magazines and a TV now to get through before lunch. Minister Howland, what's your response?
Well, if anything, I'd suggest that Miriam might help the Live Register figures by doing a bit less and freeing up jobs which other people could do at more competitive rates.
Well, I think she's very competitive. We have a call now from Nigel, who is a self-employed businessman. Go on, Nigel.
Good morning, Nigel.
How are you? I'm trying to run an operation here employing at other people, all right?
Well, this is a very pro-growth, pro-jobs budget.
Specifically, I'm employing a lot of dirt boards to work on my massage parlor. And you've just screwed me over by putting up the dirt tax, all right?
With respect, Nigel, I think you might have slightly misunderstood.
As I was saying, my line of work, we have a very high rate of bereavement, you know? I mean, we've lost John Boy, his brother, Darren and his brother.
Yes.
The way it is, Minister, in the last few years, things have got so bad, we're having to wait to kill all our major characters at the end of the season.
Right.
We just can't afford to splash out for a big funeral, you know what I mean?
I see.
And some of our fellas are struggling to get by. Mm. They're having to moonlight as undercover guardie just to get a loaf of bread, all right?
Listen, Nidge, do you know what a tax is at all?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're getting taxed, baby. Aye.
I'm up all night to have fun. I'm up all night to get Sam. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Taoiseach.
Leo, there you are.
Taoiseach, what have you
I
been...
I found a load of wine, Leo. A whole lake of it.
Oh, no, I don't think you should have...
I don't think anyone knows it's all down here.
Actually, that's the Oireachtas wine.
What? You knew about this?
It's our own label wine. We've been keeping it down here until we felt the public had an appetite
for it. An appetite for it? Why wouldn't they have an appetite for it? It's delicious. It's lovely.
We felt in the current economic climate, especially with the budget and everything, that it was better not to launch for a while. That's why it's down here out of sight. Handlers say you can hide a multitude of embarrassments down here.
Here, Leo, here. Try this one.
No.
Alan Chateau.
What?
Very full-blooded with a sly aftertaste.
I won't, thanks. A very busy day ahead taking credit for the abolition of the travel tax.
Or how about this cheeky little number?
What?
Court de Joan. Although it's a little acidic now.
I'll pass, thanks.
This one, though. This is very drinkable. Wallace's Hut.
No.
And what about this one? It's a Mary Lowe. It's very full-bodied, that one, though.
Taoiseach, I really don't think you should open any more. You've had
a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Seriously, put the wine opener
Maybe
down.
You don't like the reds. Right.
It's not...
I have a lovely bottle of Alex White over here. Very dry. But it goes well with rabbit.
I'll see if I can bring you down a coffee.
Oh, Leo, come here. I nearly forgot to ask. How did the budget go?
It went very well, sir.
Brilliant. Thanks. And come here, did they use any of my ideas?
I'm sure your input was in there somewhere, Taoiseach.
Was it? Because I was thinking.
Oh, no.
Is it too late to announce that we're planning to abolish the judiciary?
Yes, it's definitely too late. Yeah.
I know it would need a referendum, but I think...
No, it's too late.
What about the media? Can we abolish them? Or the internet?
I'm getting the coffee.
Or the Vincent Brown show, no? Right, so what's this one here? Oh, Jacob's up the creek. Come to Papa. I'm up all night to get lucky.
This episode of Callum's Kicks is on the radio player, so you can listen to it from abroad. And all of you, don't bother coming home for Christmas to scrounge off the state. There'll be more cutbacks coming up after the break.
Callum's Kicks, and you can listen to this episode on the RT radio player, which you can download to your phone. That's probably what Alan Shatter was doing during the budget speech, fucking clown.
This week on Downton Abbey, Lord Grantham insists his drastic budget will save the estate, but he needs the support of his loyal Mr. Carson.
Make no mistake, Carson.
No.
This is a mess we inherited from the last owners of Downton.
Of course.
It's going to be fairly rough on the young ones looking for work downstairs.
It's not before time, my lord. These youngsters are spending far too much time watching flat-screen television in any case.
Quite right.
There are plenty of jobs for footmen and ladies' maids in Canada.
And one can ensure they get a good reference so long as they promise not to come back to Downton.
Very good, my lord.
Meanwhile, the Dowager Countess has tea with the Duchess Bruton.
Good heavens, we hardly see you anymore at all, Duchess.
That's because I'm busy clearing out the stables of idle youths.
How proper of you.
Speaking of whom, I hear Lady Mary Lou has an offer of marriage.
Yes, Lord Gilligan has offered his hand.
But Cab has put Lord Gilligan's estate up for sale. He's losing his house just like the victims of the Pyrite Builders. Their family homes will have to be demolished.
Quite.
What a tragedy.
Well, yes and no. Those nouveau riche homes were hideous. So vulgar.
Downstairs, a shocking episode. Mrs. Hughes suspects the lady's maid Anna has been attacked, but Tom Branson seems to know more than he's letting on.
Oh, for heaven's sake, child, you must have seen something. You used to be the chauffeur and a very big Republican.
I saw no violation, carregardly, but I will be reporting headlights to the constabulary.
There's more trouble ahead as the scheming footman Thomas informs on some of the staff at Downturn Abbey.
Lady Quantham, I see the village Dr. Riley and the incorrigible Lord Hogan were up late at the brandy and playing cards. Dr. Riley's spending is out of control.
Well, I shall have that Hogan sent to Europe, and I'll have Lord Grantham deal with Riley. Oh, you are a sly zealot, Thomas.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I must have said it wrong.
Downton Abbey, the never-ending series continues. Huge production budgets and a massive cast of overpaid toads. You can't afford to miss it.
Caroline, it's over. Period.
I can't believe it has come to this, Rory. Is it really the end?
Yes, yes it is, Caroline. Look, I'm sorry, but you took advantage.
I don't understand, Rory. All I did was take a few photos.
No, I can't accept that. I was very young when I appeared in those photos.
You were also asleep, yeah?
I didn't realise when I lined up in that photo with your brother in his underpants, for example. My understanding was it would be a short-term photo only. Instead of that, it went viral and now I'm tied into that photo for a ridiculously long time. It's not on, Caroline.
But we were so happy together.
Well, I will agree. When we entered into this relationship at first,
it was a Christmas party, yeah?
Well, it was in circumstances of great informality, yeah. But I was young. I lacked the legal advice.
Legal advice? What did you need legal advice for?
I lacked the business acumen to understand the full extent of the relationship that I was getting myself into.
But you were my curly-whirly.
It's too late for all of that now, Caroline. So what about the plane tickets?
What plane tickets?
The plane tickets you booked in my name.
I thought you wanted to watch me play at Wimbledon.
You thought. And the Coldplay CD. Come on.
What Coldplay CD?
The Coldplay CD you took from my car without my permission and lent to your brother.
You can have it back.
Thank you. And the hair straighteners as well.
Here you are. They don't work, by the way.
That's not the point. And half of that Twilight box set is mine as well, so...
Here, take it all and don't forget this. Your tricolour flag?
It's all right. You can keep that.
Okay, Michael, I think we're all set. I've covered your books with that expensive wallpaper from John McGuinness's office.
Right.
Oh, and this is your new Iron Man lunchbox. Don't forget the new pyros.
Yeah.
And I've ironed your best suit as well.
Don't be fussing like an old clucking hen. Ooh. I've done this twice already, Brendan.
Yes.
I can do it in my sleep.
Ooh.
In fact, I have done.
What?
Now, have you practiced like I told you to?
Yes, I have. Off by heart, Michael.
Right. Let's hear it.
If it wasn't for the wanton destruction of our economy by Fianna Fáil and their green lackeys, we wouldn't have to extract 2.5 billion...
No, billions. Billions, Brendan.
Billions.
Billions, Brendan. Brendan, concentrate now, for God's sake.
Billions.
That's right, billions. Now say millions. Millions.
Millions of...
No!
Millions of euros of cuts...
Savings. Brendan. Now let's hear your menacing whisper.
This is a difficult budget, we don't deny.
Lore.
Bring me your tired...
Lore.
Your poor, your huddled masses and cut off their telephones and their medical cards at the stump.
That's my boy. Now you're ready for the budget.
Hark!
Keep going.
Is this a dagger which I see before me?
Oh, lovely.
Its handle towards my hand.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
I go.
Go on.
I go and it is done. The bell invites me.
Yeah.
Hear it not, thy Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
Hold on a while. We'll have no talk of killing kings here, Mac Brendan.
Ooh.
You don't get above your station.
Oh, master, you have created a monster of me.
Ah, I've always been good at breaking in the labour boys. I must remember not to feed you after midnight. Now put this muzzle on and let's deliver this budget, baby.
Come, Black Knight. Oh, oh, oh!
Tonight on The Works with me, John Kelly, standing in for guest presenter Nora Casey, who says she's going to a Tupperware party instead.
We talked to Alan Shatter and Colm Tobin about losing out on the Man Booker Prize to some young Kiwi girl.
We were wobbed, Colm. The Testament of Laura was an epic bodice whipper.
Who wouldn't love a book called The Testament of Mary? I just don't get it. Philistines! Philistines all!
Meanwhile, Cecilia Hearn is to co-write an e-book to mark the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who. When asked about the decision, a spokesman for the BBC replied, "Cecilia who?" In the world of drama, filming is underway in RTÉ's new series Love Hoy. Di O'Shea has just been cast in the role of Bertie.
Ha 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 ha, Charlie Booker. I'm the most cunning, rotelist, and dense of them all, by.
No, cut! It's devious for the fifth time, Di.
Coming up later on the Today Show, the history of urine.
We talked to Eddie Hobbs about his brand new television series on RTÉ1.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hobbs, and this is the Civil War, an event that was totally hijacked by Provos. Join me for my new series, Rip Off Republicans Like.
Very highbrow. And finally, we catch up with new Irish bands Pyrite, the Cowboy Builders, and Priory Hall Pass on their tour of Ghost Estates in Leitrim. That's the works tonight on Aircom's new Camogie channel at 3 a.m. because budget cutbacks means art is now being funded by car boot sales in Temple Bar. Tutelaire, Mish is a me.
Kevin, getting warmer.
Come out, wherever you are.
You'll have to find me first. They're the rules.
Let me check behind these cushions.
Oh, no, you're getting colder now, Kevin. I hid there yesterday, remember?
Maybe you're inside this drawer.
Ugh. Really, Kevin, have you no imagination?
Can you give me a clue, Mr. President?
Hickory dickory dock.
I know what that means. There you are.
Well done.
Hiding inside the grandfather clock again.
I wasn't just hiding in there, you know, Kevin. No? I was using the dock and solitude to connect with my muse, as it were.
And you came up with hickory dickory dock?
No, of course not. When I heard them quoting Yeats in the budget speech, I realised that as Ireland's greatest living poet, I owe a few lines to the occasion.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
He gets to his feet, silence falls. Bated breath in hallowed halls. Wow. Benefits cut, dot tax raised. Return to work initiatives praised.
Brilliant.
Austerity budgets, we've now had 7. All are cruel, not at all like Kevin.
You did it, sir. You got me into one of your poems.
I told you I would. Now forget about the Nobel Prize. Enter that one for Man Booker.
Right.
Let's see that smirk wiped off Colm Tobin's face for another year.
You little devil. Careful now, Mr. President.
Now I just need to find something else to do for the rest of the 5 years left.
Oh, yes.
This is the Pat Kenny Show. Call us now. Move the dial.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to the PK Show on News Talk. It's budget phone-in morning. I'm with Dr. James Riley and Minister Joan Burton in studio.
How are you?
Good morning.
Very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Pat, and it's a great day for the under fives here. What's going on?
Oh. You're listening to the Pat Kenny Show, sponsored by Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle and pat.
Oh, for Jesus' sake.
Sorry about that. There have been some changes, of course, now that I'm in commercial radio. FYI there. Minister Burton, you wanted to get in?
Well, I just want to assure the young people listening to News Talk that...
Well, no time. What? We have to go straight to news every 20 minutes. Hold that thought.
What on earth?
News Talk News with Huey Hughes.
Good morning, I'm Huey. Here's the news. Back in black, Cilla Black in Roy of the Rovers return on Coronation Street and Laura Chris O'Dowd on the big screen as he plays a journo in the new Lance Armstrong movie. What are the lances of that? More news on News Talk in 5 minutes. News. I'm Huey News.
Yeah.
Sorry about that interruption. We might have be able to get to some callers now.
Half the show's over already. I need to go to the Jacks, by the way.
TMI, too much info, Minister. On line one, we only have one line. Helen underscore 1D smiley face 14. What's your question?
Good morning, Helen.
Any chance of free tickets to see One Direction? OMG, I love Niall so much.
Minister Burton?
Well... Are they playing in Canada? Because someone in my department might be able to find an opening for you, Helen.
You also sound under five. Are you under five? Because you could avail of excellent free GP care.
Wow.
But the offer only applies to residents of Balbriggan now.
You guys suck. My life is like over.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen. LOL.
What?
No more time for chat, I'm afraid. We have to cut to a 15-minute ad break. FML. That's F my life. Jeez. Hashtag PK Crispy Squares.
I'm out of here. Just move your dial out of my way, Kenny.
You gave Noonan a right good rattle, little Mickey. I'm very proud of you. Rest up now, will you?
All right.
Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, Big Mickey.
Yes?
Can I tell you my secret now?
Oh, okay then.
I see dead people.
In your dreams?
No.
While you're awake?
Yes. Dead people.
You mean dead people like in the graves, in the coffins going forward?
No, walking around like regular people.
Like Count Shatter, the undead.
They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see, and they don't know they're dead.
Can't imagine how you can have no future and yet not know it. It's very confusing, little Mickey.
Do you know the way you get frustrated when nobody notices you? Like,
yes, of course, that can be hard to take at times, but...
Well, the reason for that is...
Yes?
It's because you're...
What is it?
Never mind.
Oh. All right, good night then.
You won't tell anyone my secret, will you?
Not at all.
Promise?
I'm sure nobody listens to a word I say anyway. Your secret is totally safe.
Going forward. Thanks for listening. No politicians were hurt in the making of this week's budget. Nor were any bankers, their pensions, builders or accountancy firms who made a fortune in the boom and continue to charge enormous fees to the state. And all they do is suggest new ways of having you lot clean up the mess that they made on your hands and knees with your wallets. Don't blame us. You voted us in. See you next week, bitches. Ha 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 ha!